This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In France, this month begins truffle season. In restaurants across Paris, the pungent delicacy commands high prices at holiday time. To get a look at the humble origins of this fungus, you can visit a truffle market where they're sold for big bucks almost immediately after being pulled out of the ground. Eleanor Beardsley takes us to one market in southern France.
The excitement builds as people pour into the village square in the town of L'Albenque for the weekly truffle market. Sturdy-looking country folk arrive carrying baskets of various sizes. The contents are kept secret by a covering dish towel. There is an atmosphere of intrigue as the truffle sellers line up behind a row of benches, separated from buyers and interested onlookers by a string cord. Inside the baskets are les truffes noires, the famous black truffle of the Périgord region of France. They will fetch anywhere from $250 to $400 a pound, depending on their quality. Alain Ambielet is head of L'Albenque's Union of Truffle Growers.
Le terroir n'est pas forcément le même à L'Albenque ou dans les villages autour.
All these truffles are different and vary from village to village according to the weather, the geology, and the soil. They range from the size of a walnut to a man's fist. But it's not the size that counts. It's the perfume and taste.
Many of those selling their baskets of black diamonds, as the truffles are known here, are professional trufficulteurs. Others, like 75-year-old Huguette Sirac, gather truffles as a hobby. Sirac says it's a way of life and a passion.
You've got to have a lot of patience to gather truffles. I learned to do it from my mother, who did it her whole life. My daughter's a nurse over in Toulouse, but I'm sure she'll end up truffling one day, too.
With the trill of a whistle, a red flag drops and the market officially opens. Now things get serious as the haggling begins.
Oh, comment on dit?
Non, non, 350 alors, yeah, maximum, hein.
Oh. Allez, parle.
Buyers flick and scratch at the dark brown lumps, testing their quality and maturity. Truffles bought here will be consumed within days in the shops and bistros of Paris, tucked into omelets and stuffed into foie gras. By then, their price will have tripled. Butcher Pierre Bonnet has just spent $600 for 2 pounds worth to make his truffled sausages.
You got to use a lot of truffles when you stuff the sausage, or there's no point. For my clients, I put in about 3% truffles. But when I make it for myself, I put in twice that amount.
Truffles are a type of fungus related to mushrooms and toadstools that grow around the roots of oak trees. Most farmers today use dogs to help sniff them out. Some, like trufficulteur Paul Pinsard, use a pig. Pinsard says pigs are superior to dogs at sniffing out a perfectly ripened truffle from beneath the soil. Today he's going truffle hunting with his 300-pound sow, Kiki.
The way you train a pig to find truffles is to start them very young and feed them truffles until they really love them. And when they do, you start hiding them. But the hardest thing is getting them to follow you on a leash.
When Kiki decides to take off, Pinsard is clearly the one who is following on the leash.
Well, Kiki's at it, running hard through the brush, looking for truffles. And Paul's staying right close to Kiki to make sure that he gets the truffle right before Kiki eats it. Kiki got one of the truffles.
Le cochon, il a été plus rapide que moi, donc il l'a mangé.
I wasn't fast enough, says Pinsard. While Kiki obviously loves her work, Pinsard says she'll be retiring soon. She's just too big. He's already grooming her replacement, a tiny and more manageable 2-month-old piglet. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in L'Albenque, France.